USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Two mass shootings in 24 hours in El Paso, Texas and Dayton, Ohio. A collective 29 people died. The latest shooting happened overnight outside a nightclub in Dayton. The gunman is identified as 24-year-old Connor Betts, Lieutenant Colonel Matt Carper with the Dayton Police.
Our initial investigation, it appears as though there's only one shooter. We are interviewing dozens of people.
Meanwhile, in El Paso, state charges have been filed in yesterday's shooting at a Walmart. A manifesto written by the gunman shows a hatred for Hispanics. El Paso native Beto O'Rourke, appearing on ABC, says it's the administration's fault.
Division being sown by this president, hatred being welcomed during his administration, all of us must stand up against this and for a much better, a much safer country.
This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A celebration at a San Diego beach turned tragic as three women died in a cliff collapse. USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
The three relatives had gathered on Grandview Beach to celebrate one of them having survived breast cancer. Authorities releasing information on Saturday saying Elizabeth Cox, the cancer survivor, was killed instantly when the tons of sandstone came crashing down. The other two women, Cox's niece Ann Clave and Cox's sister Julie Davis, died at a hospital a short time later. A city official says there was no indication that there was a threat posed by the 30-foot-long slab of the cliff, which plunged onto the beach below, a few miles north of downtown San Diego.
As the trade war with China continues on, White House trade advisor Peter Navarro was on Fox News Sunday. He maintains the administration's stance that tariffs on China won't hit American consumers.
You have a bigger question about whether tariffs in general might cause rising consumer prices, but not in this case.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Authorities say all children in the nation's largest detention center for migrant children have been relocated with the upcoming tropical wave on the radar in South Florida. Children who remained in the center at Homestead were picked up in vans early on Saturday morning. Two federal sources told the Miami Herald that the children moved are not coming back to Homestead, and for this reason, they will have massive layoffs. About 4,000 employees are expected to lose their jobs. The facility had to narrow its population to abide by safety regulation and reduce that by at least 700 to evacuate for a tropical storm or hurricane. Many of the children were reunited with their families during the effort to downsize, but hundreds still lack sponsors and will age out of the system. Once an unaccompanied minor turns 18, they are handcuffed and shackled and booked into an adult U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention facility. Attorneys say the facility failed to comply with the rules about federal government care for unaccompanied migrant children. They say they were harmed by lengthy detention at Homestead and were subject to prison-like rules. They feared breaking the rules, such as taking a long shower, or even hugging or touching their own siblings, or not finishing their meal would hurt their chances of being reunited with their loved ones. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen in at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.